This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. The Prime Minister said that Cyprus has long been a trusted partner of India.
साइप्रस लंबे समय से हमारा विश्वसनीय पार्टनर रहा है और भारत में यहाँ से उल्लेखनीय निवेश भी हुआ है. कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है. आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है, लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's historic visit to Cyprus, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in over two decades, has set the stage for a new era in bilateral ties. Addressing a business roundtable, the Prime Minister said the visit's very first event being an economic dialogue shows how central business and investment are to the Indian-Cyprus partnership. He highlighted India's rapid reforms over the past decade, from GST to digital payments, and invited Cypriot companies to invest in sectors like shipping, artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and fintech. Key outcomes included Cyprus joining India's UPI ecosystem, an MOU between NSE, GIFT City and the Cyprus Stock Exchange, and the Cyprus-based fund committing over $100 million to India-focused investments. Rajadurai, Akashvani News from Cyprus.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia today. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of areas, including education, digital partnerships and regional security. Discussions will also touch upon global developments such as the India-EU partnership and the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. Prime Minister Modi will conclude his Cyprus visit with an official lunch hosted in his honour at the Presidential Palace. From Cyprus, Mr. Modi will head to Kananaskis in Canada to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Following the G7 summit, PM Modi will visit Croatia and hold meetings with President Zoran Milanovic and Prime Minister Andrej Plenković. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the upcoming 16th Census of India with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The census will be conducted in two phases. The Indian Embassy in Tehran is continuously monitoring the security situation and engaging Indian students in Iran to ensure their safety. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that in some cases, students are being relocated with embassy's facilitation to safer places within Iran. The ministry added that other feasible options are also under examination. The embassy also in touch with community leaders regarding welfare and safety. 3 days after the tragic crash of Air India Flight AI-171 in Ahmedabad, hospital authorities have confirmed the identification of 80 victims through DNA matching, including former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. Additional Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rajneesh Patel, informed the media that as of last night, DNA matching has been completed for 80 victims and 33 bodies had been handed over to their family. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash will be held today afternoon in New Delhi. The committee will be chaired by the Union Home Secretary. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee includes Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, officials of Home Department and State Disaster Response Authority of Gujarat, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. The committee will submit its report within 3 months. Gujarat government has declared state mourning today following the tragic demise of former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. As a mark of respect, the national flag will be flown at half-mast on all government buildings across the state. The mortal remains of the late leader were identified yesterday through DNA matching at the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Final rites will be performed with full state honours at Rajkot this evening. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.